coming up on episode number 312. It's an indie deluxe show tonight. 10 tracks instead of the usual 6, all independent artists, and it's all fantastic stuff. This is the best way to discover a new band. You've got that bridge, that connecting bridge of music that you recognize with a new band whose sound you've never heard before. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's April 10th. 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to an indie edition of Coverville, supersized, kind of like what they used to do with The Office and Friends and Seinfeld. I guess, you know, they still do that every once in a while. I think there was a supersized Office a while ago. Anyway, boy, way off track there. Yes, all these bands are independent artists, and this is like the best of the best, man. There is some awesome stuff I'm going to be playing for you tonight. We're going to kick things off with a band named Neked, N-E-K-K-E-D. This is from their brand new album, A Barrier of Skin, which is just now available on iTunes. A suggestion by listener Sammy. This is excellent. And as a matter of fact, I'm not even going to tell you what they're covering here, because you're going to get that moment like I did 25 seconds into the song when they start singing the lyrics and you go, oh, wow, this is awesome. So here's Neked starting off Coverville.
Leading me, go with cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, I am leaving, while the fire still remains. Lie.
from the brand new album Deviations Project. That is, well, they're going by the name Deviations Project. It's made up of Oliver Lewis and Dave Williams. Dave Williams actually went to school with John Deacon, bassist of Queen. Actually, you know, I don't know if they went to school together, but they hooked up right after he graduated. They played in a couple bands together, and just does incredible music. And then Oliver Lewis, you hear on violin there. Oliver actually holds the world record for the fastest performance of Flight of the Bumblebee on violin. So that whole album is really, really cool. It's all instrumentals, most of which are covers of classical pieces done in that kind of same new electronic style. That reminds me, God, I wish I could remember who did the music for The Fifth Element, but I think that would fit right in with the music from The Fifth Element. There's a couple of newer tracks in there, newer, more modern covers that they do. They do Axel F. by Harold Faltermeyer and Albatross by Fleetwood Mac. Definitely worth checking out, and you'll be hearing more of that stuff on Coverville. Before that, you heard The Boxer, performed by Naked from A Barrier of Skin. Another great track. Something you'll notice in the show notes that's a little bit different on today's episode of Coverville: the links that you normally would find, you know, you normally find the iTunes link and the Amazon.com link, those are still there if they're available, but you'll notice a link also under the artist name. And if you click on that, it'll take you to their website where you can listen to more of their music. You can buy their albums. Certainly, if you love what you hear, you can send them an email, or you can hit their contact button and just let them know you heard them on Coverville and that you're checking them out from that. Continuing on, now this is something that I was inspired to play this track from a really, really goofy thing that happened today. For the Wii, and those of you who don't know that I do a show, another podcast about the Wii, Nintendo Wii, I picked up the brand new Mario game. I haven't even played it yet. Brand new Mario game, Super Paper Mario. And it reminded me of this song. I actually had another song from the same upcoming album to play on the show, but changed it because this one actually has something to do with Mario and Princess Toadstool and all that stuff. There's a new album and EP that are going to be coming out anytime now called Sensory Lullabies. The album is going to be called Sensory Lullabies, and it's a tribute to one of my favorite bands, Jellyfish. And I know that when I play Jason Faulkner on the show, I know I get a lot of feedback from people who are big fans of his. This is something that's just going to absolutely rock. I've heard a few advanced tracks from this, from the upcoming album. There's also going to be a 5-song EP that has a couple alternate versions of songs that are going to be on the album. Definitely worth checking out. And of course, you know that when it does come out, I will talk it up. I will tell you all about it. But it's called Sensory Lullabies, and the link that I give you is going to take you to the MySpace page where you can hear a few more samples and get some details on when it comes out. For right now, this is what you're going to have to whet your appetite for the album. The performer is Loveshine, and it's a cover of Jellyfish's Ignorance is Bliss, a very theatrical piece. I love it. And it starts a little quiet.
Your one and only king, Bowser Koopa. I'm a turtle, as you see, a little slow, a little green, but on the whole, I'd say super duper.
Princess Toadstool, I know you're fighting. And if you know just why you're here, your fear would just be heightened.
So let's just say, ignorance is bliss. Oh, well, I hate to be a bummer. I brought you here to bring me plumbers. You know those brothers? What's their names? Oh yes, Mario and Luigi. Just the sound that makes me queasy. I like to take that monkey wrench, I'd play my own game.
Princess Toadstool, your soul is gone. I've never been fond of bubbles, but then again, this one does make good Mario bait.
brothers comes in lizards with my power, until dinosaur land is nothing but fossil fuel. My only problem with these spells is that I know not what they tell, and every hex leaves me perplexed, and all I want are those plumbing fools.
Princess Tofu, you're not so clever. All your words are off a bit, so she tells it better.
I'll say it again!
Ignorance is bliss.
Haven't you heard? A picture's worth a thousand words. Yourself a princess, but you're a brainiac in a dress. I can't believe you waste time with these books. You remind me of my kid sister. She read so much she got a blister. A big one, I mean big, on a brain. What a snark! That's a kid in my hand. Just one time with the monkey wrench. Fix her plumbing. I think I've made my point.
We'll be right back.
Song Rose, written by the Carters, performed by, most famously, by Johnny Cash. That is Billy Coulter with Ring of Fire. Billy got in touch with me after I did the country covers show a while back and said, you know, if you're going to be doing the rock covers of country songs, then this is one to consider. I was considering it for that. I was holding on to it also for a Johnny Cash cover story, but I just couldn't wait. This is going to be on his forthcoming album, Dose, Ring of Fire by Billy Coulter. Oh, man, that just rocks. Before that, you heard Ignorance is Bliss, kind of a Mario tribute there. But more importantly, a tribute to Jellyfish for the upcoming album, Sensory Lullabies. That was performed by Loveshine, and everything I've heard from that is great. So make sure you check out that album, especially if you're a Jellyfish fan. Although, you know, Jellyfish was inspired a lot by Queen, and you can absolutely hear those influences transfer into the cover there by Loveshine. So they did a great job of picking those up and kind of amplifying them. Moving on, maybe something a little bit slower now, something a little jazzy, because I get some requests an email for people who want to hear me play some stuff that's more jazz-influenced. We're going to start off with a Prince cover. Yeah, perform jazz style, if you can believe that. This comes from Tony DeSarre from his album Last First Kiss. It's great. I've turned my wife on to that album, and this is an exemplary track. It's Prince's Kiss, covered here by Tony DeSarre.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. I just need your body, baby, from dusk till dawn. You don't have to have experience to turn me out. You just leave it all up to me. I'm gonna show you what it's all about. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss. You got to not talk dirty, baby, if you want to impress me. You can't be too flirty, mama. I know how to undress me. I wanna be your fantasy. Maybe you could be mine. You just leave it all up to me. We can have a real good time. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss. Women, not girls. my world. I said they rule my world. Act your age, not your shoe size. Rule my world. You don't have to watch MTV to have an attitude. You just leave it all up to me. My love will be your food. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your extra time and your extra time and your kiss.
For those of you who wanted to hear some jazz on Coverville, that's Blackbird, of course. course, originally by the Beatles, performed there by Shay Browells from her album Piece of the Light. Love the cadence in that song, how it's kind of changed up from the song that we're all familiar with. Before that, you heard, I got to thank Trevor from Aerial Publicity for turning me on to that. She's actually got a couple really good covers that he sent over, and I'm going to save the other one for a future show. Before that, you heard Kiss by Tony DeSarre from his Last First Kiss album, which just came out this year. Of course, it's a cover of Prince. Listener Dave heard him on NPR and then turned me on to his music, which is just excellent. All right, continuing on here. See, now we get into the deluxe size. We're on a song 7. this comes to me from a singer, or comes to us from a singer named Egil, and it's a French name, Etgilles. It's a cover of The Eurythmics, a song that I wasn't completely familiar with, but I love what he's done here, and now it makes me want to track down the original. Here's a song called I Need You by Egil.
Someone to listen to the ecstasy I'm feeling.
See, when they emailed it to me and told me that they were covering Wang Chung's The Flat Horizon, I didn't recognize it. I couldn't place it. But then as soon as I heard it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I totally know that song. That's Analog In from their forthcoming release. Maybe it's an existing release. Measurable Days, a cover of Wang Chung's The Flat Horizon. Analog In is an indie band out of Los Angeles, and look for them. They do a lot of performances out there, definitely someone to check out. Before that, you heard I Need You by Agile, a cover of The Eurythmics, a song from their Savage album, and it's gorgeous. I like how it's nice and slowed down. Okay, two more tracks here. First one is Ukulele, and talk about a song that sounds like it was just made to be played on the ukulele. This is Steven Sproat, who will be performing at the New York Uke Fest the last weekend in April, the 20th and 29th. Definitely go check him out if you're in the New York area. God, that sounds like a lot of fun, the Uke Fest. I got to send a thanks out to Chris Miller of the Uke Cast for turning me on to this, and thanks also to Steven for allowing me to play the track. Here's Gilbert O'Sullivan's Alone Again, performed by Steven Sproat.
Now, if I'm not feeling any less sad, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. And climbing to the top to throw myself off in an effort to make it clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people are saying, my God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining. May as well go home, as I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think good only yesterday, I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to, who wouldn't do, the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in his mercy, who if he really does exist, why did he desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. Seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world than can be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do? Whatever else that appears, I remember I cried when my father died, never wishing to hide the tears. And at 65 years old, my mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken. When she passed away, I cried and cried all day, alone again, naturally, alone again, naturally.
Must leave. what you need you think will last. But whatever you wish to keep, you better grab it fast. Yonder stands your orphan with his gun. He's crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, the saints are coming through, and it's all over now, baby blue. The highway is for gamblers, better use your sense. What you have gathered from coincidence, the empty-handed painter from your streets is drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. The sky too is folding under you, and it's all over now, baby blue. All your seasick sailors, they are rowing home. All your reindeer armies are all all over now, baby blue. Something calls for you. Forget the dead you've left, they will not follow you. The vagabond who's rapping at your door is standing in the clothes that you once wore.
The upcoming Byrds tribute album, which will feature Tom Petty, Pure Prairie League, and Poco, among others. That's Alice Stewart with her cover of It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, which in and of itself was a cover of Bob Dylan. How cool. Man, that's such a great way to end the show. Before that, you heard Alone Again by Stephen Sprott, a cover of the Gilbert O'Sullivan track. Like I said, he'll be at the New York Uke Fest at the end of this month. Go check him out. The 20th and 29th in New York. And that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. Please, you know, if you heard something on the show you really liked, please go to the links that I provide in the show notes and pick up a copy of the album, or let the artist know that you heard their music on Coverville and that you want to hear more. It's a great way to spread music and spread the love. If you want to get in touch with me, Tina's laughing. If you want to get in touch with me to make a request or a suggestion or have a question about the show, here's how you can do it. First up, email, coverville@gmail.com. Second way you can do it, phone, 206-222-COVER, which is what, 2683? 206-222-2683. You can also leave a message on the weblog at coverville.com or in the forums, which are also at coverville.com. It's like a great big dry erase board where you can put your messages and other people can see it and all that stuff. We'll be back on Thursday night with the long-awaited Pixies cover story. I can hear Imelda right now just smiling ear to ear. Yes, Pixies long-awaited. I mean, I've had so many requests for a Pixies cover story that this should be a good one, too. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying thanks again for listening, and that just about covers it for tonight. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Welcome to the MacCast, new Backbeat Media podcast that just joined us. Bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly, CacheFly.com. And if you want to know what I'm doing every minute of the day, check me out at Twitter, twitter.com/Coverville.